Well, today, of all the blessings that were mentioned in our readings and the request of Yosef for his bones to be returned to Canaan, there was a lot of trust and faith needed to believe that this would come to pass. Yes, Yosef had taken his father's bones up to Shechem or Beit Lechem to get his to put his father's bones in the cave of Machpelah. But Yosef needed a lot of faith to believe that by the time his brother's ancestors returned to the land of Canaan, that they would take his bones with them. So what I want to look at today is I want you to look at the question of faith through this question. And that is, what is it? What is faith? Yaakov had faith to do what we also have faith in, and that is Yah. And he had the faith to believe, just as we have to have the faith to believe that our desires will be met. And I know faith has more than one meaning in English. It is synonymous with the following words, if we can go to slide two, please. Trust, belief, loyalty, devotion, confidence are all forms of faith. First, let us go to the most common faith scripture, which, depending on the version of the scriptures you are using, will use one of these synonyms. Not every Bible uses the word faith. Some will use trust. Some will use belief. Some will use loyalty. It depends on the... Because every Bible is changed by 40% to get copyright, you'll find that they use different words for faith in those Bibles. So I want to go to Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 11, which is classed as the faith chapter. And it starts off with in the Scriptures Bible as belief, not faith. And belief is the substance of what is expected, the proof of what is not seen. For by this the elders obtained witness. By belief we understand that the ages were prepared by the word of Elohim, so that what is seen was not made of what is visible. And Messianic Jews 11 and verse 22, which we read in our scripture, says, by belief or by faith, Yosef, when he was dying, made mention of the outgoing of the children of Israel and gave orders to them concerning his bones. So before I go any further, I want to look at a few definitions of faith showing different perspectives. In the Webster's Dictionary, got that on the slide, in the 1828 dictionary, it uses the word belief as the assent of the mind to the truth of what is declared by another, resting on his authority and veracity without other evidence. The judgment that was another states or testifies is the truth. And in studying theology, we learn that faith is the assent of the mind or the understanding to the truth of what Yehovah has revealed. Simple belief of the scriptures, of the being and the perfections of Yehovah, of the existence, character, and doctrines of Yeshua HaMashiach, founded on the testimony of the sacred writers, is called historical or speculative faith. A faith little distinguished from the belief of the existence and achievements as of Alexander or Caesar. Now, the evangelical, justifying or saving faith is another type of faith, and this is the assent of the mind to the truth of divine revelation on the authority of Yehovah's testimony, accompanied with a cordial assent of the will or approbation or consent of the heart, an entire confidence or trust in Yehovah's character and declarations, and in the character and doctrines of Yeshua HaMashiach, with an unreserved surrender of the will to his guidance and dependence on his merits for salvation. In other words, that firm belief of Yehovah's testimony and of the truth of the gospel, which influences the will and leads to an entire reliance on Yeshua HaMashiach for salvation. All this is fine, you might say, but what is faith? Is it tangible? Can I touch it? Faith is the simplest of all aspects of our relationship with Yehovah, yet it is the hardest to explain. There are three elements of faith, and they are called knowledge, belief, and trust. Can we go to the next slide, please? In Romans 10:14, it says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one proclaiming?" So one, we have knowledge. I want you to notice that belief comes after knowledge. Unless you've got some knowledge of Yeshua, you can't believe in him if you've never heard of him. So, and the same applies to Yehovah. If someone has not told another, then they do not have the knowledge to make the decision to believe. In Romans 10 and verse 17 it says, "So then belief comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the word of Elohim," or word of Yehovah. The only way to have faith in Yehovah or Yeshua is to know about Yehovah and Yeshua. In Mishlei Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 29 to 31, it says, "Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yehovah," that's reverent fear, "they did not accept my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, let them eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own counsels." So what happens to those who choose not to have knowledge about Yehovah? Fear of Yehovah is reverence. How can one revere Yehovah if we don't have faith in him? How can we have faith in him if we don't believe that he exists? And how can we believe if we don't know or we've never been told? One leads to the next. Knowledge of Yehovah and his son Yeshua is the very foundation of having faith in Yehovah. So let me assure you, it is not possible to win every person to Yeshua and knowledge of Yehovah. Some will refuse to believe, and even if you pray and share with them for years, take them to meetings, even show them through salvation and rejection scenarios that speak about their own lives, yet they will still not make a commitment. And I know this out of pure years, decades of trying to win one person to Yeshua, and Malachi has joined me in that, and with that person who has been in my life for over 50 years now. Finally, Yah told me to let go. You can't do any more. There are some people we can never bring into the kingdom. So we have to know when to let go. It's knowledge then brings the belief. People who study in universities to be doctors will spend 8 to 12 years gaining knowledge. That knowledge causes them to believe that they will be doctors. I've got the knowledge, I've got the paper, I can be a doctor. We believe ships will not fall off the edge of the world because we have the knowledge that the world is round. You're not going to go boom over the other end. There's no end. It's not flat, it's round. So it can go round and round the earth forever and ever. You're not going to fall off the side. Once we have the knowledge of Yehovah, our minds move to believing in and about what Yehovah and his only son Yeshua can do for us. When someone gains knowledge of the word of Yehovah, the next logical step is to believe. And it is the believing which brings the trust. So let's go on to trust. And we go to Messianic Jews, thank you, 11:6. But without belief, it is impossible to please him, that is Yehovah. For he who comes to Elohim has to believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. If it is our desire to please Yehovah, we must have faith. Again, this begins with a knowledge of Yehovah and his word. That knowledge should take us to believing that Yehovah exists, that he is the rewarder of them that earnestly seek him. A person must believe in Yehovah's existence and omnipresence. A person then must believe Yehovah is eternal and exceptionally good to those who earnestly seek him. Once we have gained the knowledge and the belief needed to approach Yehovah, all that is left is trust. Again from Webster's Dictionary, trust is confidence, reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of another person. Now when Ruth was speaking to Boaz about how she felt about her native land of Moab to live the life of an Israeli, Boaz responded with this from Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. And Boaz answered and said to her, I have been told all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. Yehovah repay your work, and your reward is complete from Yehovah Elohim of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. Now Ruth is, Yeshua is a descendant of Ruth. It was because of Ruth and Boaz that led to Yeshua. So Ruth and Boaz are in the lineage of Yeshua. Ruth experienced a mind at rest on the integrity, veracity, justice and friendship of a God her culture didn't know. But she still trusted in Yehovah. She couldn't trust in Yeshua, but she could trust in Yehovah. When David was running for his life from the murderous intentions of King Shaul, he said in Shmuel Beit, or 2 Samuel 22:3, My Elohim, my God, is my rock. I take refuge in him. My shield and the horn of my deliverance. My high tower and my refuge. My Saviour, you save me from violence. King David found peace in his worst trial because of his knowledge and his belief in Yehovah. In Nahum, Nahum, whatever you call him. I know the Hebrew better than I know the English. Chapter 1, verse 7. It says, Yehovah is good, as a stronghold in the day of distress. He knows those who take refuge in him. And in Isaiah or Yeshayahu, chapter 26, verse 4, it says, trust in Yehovah, for in Yah, Yehovah is a rock of ages. And in Yeshayahu, chapter 12, verse 2, see, El is my deliverance. I trust and am not afraid. For Yah, Yehovah is my strength and my song, and he has become my deliverance. And in Mishlei Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5, it says, every word of Elohim is tried. He is a shield to those taking refuge in him. Elohim is the singular of Elohim. Elohim is the plurality of Yah. Elohim is the singular. In Tehillim, Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6, it says, the words of Yehovah are clean words, silver tried in a furnace of earth, refined seven times. And in Tehillim 18, verse 30, it says, His way is perfect. The word of Yehovah is proven. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. So what is faith? Faith is knowledge. Faith is belief. Faith is trust. When we have faith in Yehovah, we have peace of mind. We have faith in Yehovah, we have peace of heart. I'm sure you all know the parable of the fig tree from the book of Mark. We go to slide 13, please. And in Mark chapter 11, 12 to 14, and on the next day when they had come out of Bethania, he was hungry, that's Yeshua. And seeing at a distance a fig tree having leaves, he went to see whether he would find any fruit on it. And when he came to it, he found none but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And Yehovah and Yeshua responding said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his taught ones heard it. The next morning, they were returning past the fig tree. And further down in Mark 11, verses 20 to 24, it says, and in the morning, passing by, they saw the fig tree dried up at the roots. Then Kepha, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Yeshua, answering, said to them, have belief in Elohim, or have belief in Yehovah. For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, it shall be done. He shall have whatever he asks. Because of this I say to you, whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. No wonder when Yeshua and the Talmudim came to the withered fig tree, the only pronouncement was to have belief or faith in Yehovah. It is a belief that you know, that you know, that you know. You have knowledge, therefore there is no doubt. Regardless of what happens in your life, have faith, belief and trust in Yehovah. I researched the word trust in the complete Jewish Bible, and I found over 330 times where it is used. I didn't go to trusting, which would have increased that again. No matter how bad your situation looks, have trust or faith in Yehovah, which leads us back to where we started in Messianic Jews, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. And belief is the substance of what is expected, the proof of what is not seen. For by this the elders obtained witness. By belief, we understand that the ages were prepared by the word of Elohim, so that what is seen was not made of what is visible. I praise Yehovah daily that he gave me the ability to trust implicitly in him. I would not be standing here today if I had shown lack of faith through the trials and tribulations of my life. I've probably been through more than most people. Even the beginning of my life during World War II, it was suggested that I be left to die, as my mother would pick the ants off me to feed me before she fed me. They don't know what weight I was when I was born, but I was 3 pounds at a month old, which is about 1.5 kilos. There were no human cribs, humidity cribs. They weren't in existence at that time. And yet Yehovah allows us to go through these things because it gives us strength. By the time I was 3 years old, I was going off to church by myself. I had Yah in me so much because it was he that got me through my birth. It was he that got me through that stage when I should have been, when I was told to be left to die. But my mother wouldn't do that. And my father wasn't around. He was at war. So from that time onwards, I have pressed into Yah and I've trusted in him. My faith has been in him alone, no matter what I have been through. And I'm not going to go through what the rest of it is after that. But faith is also like a muscle. I don't know if you've had a broken leg or a broken arm, but it's stuck in plaster for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And when you take the plaster off, the arm or the leg or whatever has been is withered, because the muscle hasn't been able to be used in that arm or leg. The same applies to our faith if we don't use it. We have to keep using our faith to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our trust. Trust in Yehovah. Lean not on your own understanding. Because Yehovah is your strength and he is your song. He is the one that carries you through. He is the one that is in your life daily if you allow him. And there is many situations in our daily lives when our faith can wither away like that unused muscle or the fig tree, and we'll start trusting in the things of the world and not in our loving heavenly Abba. The things of the world, as we see it, are getting further and further away from the things of Yah than ever before. We could be on the brink of globalization and socialism or communism. We could be on the brink of losing our homes, of losing our businesses, of losing our jobs, of losing everything. Not because we can't afford them, but because the state will take them from us. And we will serve the state and not Yah. We won't have a choice, because all religion will be stopped. No meetings will be allowed if we allow socialism to come into our lives. We have to trust in Yah that he is in control. We have to trust in Yah for everything. No matter what the circumstances look like, we have to keep our faith and we have to keep our trust in him. Does anyone have any questions? Nope. Someone can tell the youth that, thanks, honey. We'll go on to the remembrance service.